Now, how do you decrease the risk of prosone effect? There are certain measures that you can take. First of all, you have to check that the sample transfer system you're using, so this inverted cup for the SD Bio line, but there are other transfer systems for other tests, is robust. So it gives you the right volume of blood. Why is this so important? Well, if you use too much blood, you have a higher risk of having a prosone effect, of course, because you will use too much antigen. You need very good reading conditions. So your light has to be adapted to be able to read an RDT, even with a very faint line. Because as I mentioned, the prosone effect does not necessarily lead to no test line, but it can lead to very faint or fainter lines than what you're used to. You have to train your technicians so that they are aware of this effect and know how to avoid it or to find out if prosone actually happened, which is by dilution, as said before. Or you can have a backup test with the molecule that is less prone to prosone, like the PLDH or the aldolase. And you can do microscopy, which is probably the most robust option.